So we're starting off season three today. I want to welcome you all to Owning My Truth. And we're in episode one, season three, and we're in a new year. So happy new year to those that I haven't been able to wish a happy new year to. This is your host, Kaylee, and I'm just coming at you today with a positive attitude. Really just hoping that you're, you know, feeling these positive vibes and, you know, that we go into this year with a fresh, new perspective. So, you know, when I was making my notes earlier and I'm, you know, thinking about things, I just started, you know, the new year and the unknown, and it just felt so daunting. You know, some days, you know, you're all in. Other days, you get up and go. It's just got up and left. But it's really in these moments, where we don't feel so gung-ho, that can build up or tear down our can-do mentality. You know, you set a resolution or a goal for the new year, and, you know, it usually can boil down to this, you know, I'm tired, it's been a hectic day, and I've challenged myself to be healthier in 2022. I don't feel like going to the gym, but you know, I'm sticking to it, and I'm going to do my best and keep my eye on the prize. This is just an example of keeping yourself accountable when it really counts. And it counts really all the time. But when you make a decision to to set before yourself a task, a resolution. Now, a resolution is a noun, and it's a firm decision to do or not do something. It's a great way to help you reflect on what's important to you, and it can help clear your mind and focus on who you want to become. If you're like me, goals might give you almost a sense of panic. Not almost, it gives me this strange feeling, like almost makes me feel sick in my stomach. And maybe that's fear of failure from past resolutions gone wrong. And it's not that I don't want to challenge myself, but after a lifetime of not quite hitting the mark time after time, I just don't know if I can even stomach another disappointment. And that's, you know, not from others, it's myself. I don't know if I can stand let myself down again. So we get it. Most people feel compelled to get on the new year, new me bandwagon simply because it's a social norm. I'm a little bit doubtful if such resolutions can succeed. I mean, there's possibility for anything. But when you're motivated to just follow the crowd, it might not work. But I believe to really see the benefits of a New Year's resolution, it's the deep-seated desire to truly see your life elevated, upgrade, you know? And after all, you're the one who's going to be doing the work. And so you're the one that's making the sacrifice and putting in the time and effort to be that elevated, upgraded version of yourself. So let's try letting go of the past. Past failures. Past mistakes. Just try it again. That's all we can do. I know I have no other choice but to do it. And do it with all and every ounce of myself. Because I've sure wasted a lot of time and energy on so many different chaotic things and bad decisions, good intentions gone sideways. You owe it to yourself, and you are deserving of the rewards that will stem from embracing the process of self-refinement. So also, I want to, it can be overwhelming, and we don't want to keep that from allowing ourselves to achieve, that level up. We want to think of how it can be easier and how we can, at this task with everything that's going to make it. I mean, not everything's easy, but it sure helps. And if you want something to stick, not just, for the year, but for the rest of your life, if you want it to stick, there should be some ways that we can, make the task of making our goals and aspirations plain. And one of them is to be very specific in your goals. So rather than just saying vaguely, like, I'm gonna work out more this year. No, they say that a more specific goal, like instead of the I'm gonna work out a lot this year, instead of that, we break it down to like I will work out 3 times a week. And that can help you stick to it. And that's the whole purpose of it, is to stick to it. And not, feeling like, white knuckling it, like, oh my gosh, I'm not seeing any progress. It's already February here and I'm not seeing progress. And really down on yourself, and that's when the wheels usually just fall off. And we don't want that to happen, because we want to see, like, take these life controlling or life altering life harming problems that we face, whether it be addiction, whether it be a mental illness, whether it be a physical illness, anything that's affecting your life in a way that's, maybe you're not noticing, maybe other people are. And we want to get that glow up and get that, achieve that elevated, more refined version of ourselves. We want to sift out and detoxify, and not just physically. We want to detoxify ourselves from all of the things that, flood our bodies, flood our very minds, and weigh us down. And many of us were feeling very weighed down at the end of the year, after Christmas and around Christmas time. You're at the end of the year and you're feeling weighed down, and even the thought of a new year just can't think about it. We want to come into our year with a fresh new sound, a fresh vibe, a fresh anointing. And by that I mean a whole new perspective of, reach out to a sponsor or a mentor. Do something different. If you can't stick to your goal, maybe try refining it and tweaking it a little bit. One of my goals for this year is to I want to say, I do want to be physically active. So, and I want my life to be, to have a semblance of stability. And I want it to, I want to achieve that. I want to achieve my version of stability this year. So what I've done is I've made four columns. So I've taken all different aspects of my health. Physical, spiritual, mental, and then each week I'm going to focus on a different element. So let's say this week I'm doing my physical, mental, spiritual, and social. Next week I'll do creativity or something like that. And just under each of the columns, I'm going to jot down a couple of things for myself to do each day. Like 30 minutes of activity, physical activity. Do some, first my spirituality, do maybe keep a gratitude journal. Prayer, praying for others, mental health, to become, not like this pandemic, I'm not making excuses or anything like that anymore. Like, I need to get out there, I need to find a support group, so that's a goal of mine. And social, I'm gonna really try not to self-isolate. I mean, that's what you want us to do. I don't even want to say that word, so I wish I never even said it. But I want to, you know, be open to friendships and to doing things like going for coffee and stuff like that, rather than isolating myself. I really want us to really have fun this year. I'm so excited that we're starting season 3. Like, I went back and listened to some of my beginning episodes back in season 1 and 2, and you can, it's like a story just playing itself out. You can see the growth. I could see the growth in myself, and that gave me inspiration. And I'm also making my own background music to go along with the podcast. So far, so good, and I find very, very rewarding. This is rewarding. You guys, I've received a lovely voice message left on by one of my listeners and dear friends, and that was such a blessing. Thank you so much. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Season 3, episode 1, Owning My Truth. I'm gonna be, you know, thinking of some, you know, some different things to talk about for next Thursday. If anyone, you know, anyone would like to collaborate in any way, don't be afraid to send me an email at owningmytruthpodcast@gmail.com. Leave me a voice message on Anchor or Spotify. I believe you can do that as well. Rate me on Spotify. You can do that now. And subscribe on Google Podcasts. And I just want to just pour a huge blessing out on each and every one of you. You can do it. You're not alone. You know, set goals for yourself, make them plain, write them down, and let's just get to it. It's 2022, and it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year, everybody. I'm speaking that into fruition. Thanks a lot. Have a good night, and we'll see you next Thursday. Much love.